The Way It Came by Henry James. I find, as you prophesied, much that's interesting, but little that helps the delicate question, the possibility of publication. Her diaries are less systematic than I hoped. She only had a blessed habit of noting and narrating. She summarized, she saved. She appears seldom indeed to have let a good story pass without catching it on the wing. I allude, of course, not so much to things she heard as to things she saw and felt. She writes sometimes of herself, sometimes of others, sometimes of the combination. It's under this last rubric that she's usually most vivid. But it's not, you will understand, when she's most vivid, that she's always most publishable. To tell the truth, she's fearfully indiscreet, or has at least all the material for making me so. Take as an instance the fragment I send you, after dividing it for your convenience into several small chapters. It is the contents of a thin blank book, which I have had copied out, and which has the merit of being nearly enough a rounded thing, an intelligible whole. These pages evidently date from years ago. I've read with the liveliest wonder the statement they so circumstantially make, and done my best to swallow the prodigy they leave to be inferred. These things would be striking, wouldn't they, to any reader? But can you imagine for a moment my placing such a document before the world, even though, as if she herself had desired the world should have the benefit of it, she has given her friends neither name nor initials? Have you any sort of clue to their identity? I leave her the floor. 1. I know perfectly, of course, that I brought it upon...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?